you for thy sons who died and made this all possible, O Lord, made it possible that we were able to return to thee. Lord, we thank you for the sending of thy messenger in this day and time, Lord, to establish your work, your church here on this earth. And Father, we thank you for each of those that you have called, Lord, that they can carry on in this great work. And Father, we ask that you to forgive us, and Lord, especially I ask that you would forgive me of my shortcomings and my sins before you this day, O God, and my selfishness and pride, envy and strife, Lord, ask that you would forgive me, Lord, and you would remove those things that separate us from you and from one another. Father, just ask that by thy Spirit you would direct this day, that you would direct our lives, Lord, as we walk, as we go from day to day, and as we come among the people, and as we deal with our brothers and sisters and those, our fellow men that we work with from day to day, Lord. We ask that you would be with us and help us to be that example. Father, for all powers are in thy hands, Lord, and we thank you, because we know without you, we are nothing. Without you, O God, we will truly fail. So, Father, we reach out this morning asking that you would come and that you would guide and direct our lives, Lord, that they may be pleasing unto thee. Lord, that we can be in the places that you would have us to be at the time that you would have us to be there, that we might get this message, get this gospel to this world. Lord, I ask that you would guide and bless the leaders of our nation. And Father, that we can see all of the things that is happening around us in the world today, Lord. And Father, we know that these things must be because you said they would be. Because there's a fight between Satan and you, Lord. And you said that Satan would try to get all those that he can. Father, he will cause turmoil, stress, strife among the people. But Father, we put our hands in your hands and we ask that you would guide us. And Lord, that you would help us to be able to be there for those that are searching for you, Lord, that we might bring them in to thy fold, O God, by thy Spirit. And Father, we thank you this morning and we give you all honor and all glory and all praise this day in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, this morning, I'm going to be reading from the record of Nephites this morning. But the main thing is that we're talking about is the doctrine, my doctrine, the doctrine of Jesus Christ. You know. And first thing I want to read is from the message, is what Terry read this morning. Message 57, verse 11. And God doesn't change. We know that, huh? He really doesn't. I mean, we don't have to worry about the bridge falling. We don't have to worry about the building falling. Because what God builds, it stands. What God says, it will be. What he has provided for us will be there. It's not going anywhere. And what he tells us to do, we must do. It says, thus says the Lord your God, let all be established in my doctrine. Be not divided. Be of one mind, of one spirit. Don't be divided. There is but what? There is but one God. There is but one way to receive salvation, and that is through the atoning blood of Jesus Christ. Be ye of one purpose. For I, the Lord God, I have designed the way. Huh? I have designed the way. Jesus. Where can we go? What can we do but follow the Lord? There is no other way. He said, O ye my servants, I have called ye to be messengers of peace among my people. That's what we are to do. Take this message to the people. Don't worry about what they say. Don't worry about what they do, but take it to them. Give it to them. Let them choose as you and I have chosen today. But sometimes we choose something and we figure, well, I can't give it to him because I don't think he will accept it. Do we have the right? We don't have the right. The only thing we are to do is to obey the word of God. And he said, give it to my people. This is his doctrine. I want you to be encouraged this morning because of who you believe in, who you represent, because he will not fail us. Now back to my doctrine. I want to go on. I'm going to the book of 3 Nephi in chapter 11. And you all have heard it before, you have read it before, but I just want to talk through these things because of what I feel in my heart this morning. And this is when Jesus is with the Nephites and he's teaching them and he's talking to them, you know, and he's telling them the things that he wants to do. And the thing I want to say right there is, you know, there will be a time when Christ will be with us and speak to us. He said he will come to his temple. And he will touch us and give us, we say God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, right? Then he come to his people, then he come to the Nephites, then he come to them in Jerusalem and tell them what they needed to do and touch those that would be touched. He said he's going to do the same thing to us. You have that to look forward to, so you want to be ready for Christ. You see, he's going to visit his people before the end of this time. And he's going to give them power to go into all the world and preach this gospel. Just as he did, has done his people from time to time. We are his people. And he doesn't change. But we must be ready. We must be there. 11th chapter of 3 Nephi. And starting with the 24th verse. Now I'm reading this just to get into what I want to express here today. He said, and now behold, these are the words which ye shall say, calling them by name, saying, and this is Jesus talking to the Nephites. Now he spoke to them and told them. Now these are people of the church. Now listen, now I want you to hear this now. These are men of the church that has been teaching Christ to the people. But Jesus come, okay? And he's among them. Now listen what he tells them to do. Okay? Even though they believe in him. Right? They believe him. They've been looking for him. They was waiting for him. And look what he tells them. He says, having the authority given me of Jesus Christ, I baptize thee in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. And then shall ye merge them in water, and come forth again out of the water. And after this manner shall ye baptize in my name. For behold, verily I say unto you, that the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost are one. And I am in the Father, and the Father in me, and the Father and I are one. And according as I have commanded you these, thus shall ye baptize. And there shall be no disposition among you, as there has hitherto been. Now they could have refused to be baptized. But Jesus said, I don't want you to have no doubt. So there is no confusion anymore. You got to do this. If you tell us today, if we have been away, I don't care who you was baptized by and where you've been. He said, when you come to me, you have to be baptized. Huh? I mean, there's no way getting around that. It's not that you've been terrible, or you've been such a bad person, or you're not a good person to the people around you. But it's that Christ says, this is what I want you to do, to completely wash yourself clean, to complete, whether you'll be able to come to me. Because it's the way you are, even though you have been following and walking and teaching, the way you are, you cannot come into my presence. In order to come into my presence, you have to go through this door. You have to be cleansed. Huh? You come to my house. You come, you're dressed, and you're nice, okay? Just as an example. And I might have like some people have, you can't come in their house, you can come so far, but then after you get so far in, you have to take your shoes off, okay? And you do that out of respect to that person because that is his house, don't you? Huh? It's not that because you are a bad person, not that because maybe your shoes might not even be dirty. But it's respect to their house you take your shoes off. Okay? And Christ says, in order to come into my presence, you must take your shoes off, even though they are clean. In other words, you have to obey. What's going to get you your real life is that you obey what I tell you to do. You just have to obey me. And everything is fine. What's wrong with that? So why do people fight it so much? Because of pride? Because of what? The doctrine of men. Saying, oh, well, you don't need that. But Christ said we do. So we don't have no choice. Huh? 29 says, well, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that hath the spirit of contention is not of me, but is of the devil, which is the father of contention. And he stirreth up the hearts of men to contend with anger one with another. Contend not. The Lord said, we can call it what we want. We can say, well, you know, he's okay. God said it is of the devil, period. He doesn't make no excuse. He doesn't give us a chance to say, oh, well, maybe. He said, this is the way it is. Like he always tells us when you give an answer to someone, you say yes or no. Not maybe, yes or no. There's only right or wrong. And the Lord said that if it's a contention, it is a contention, it is of the devil. It is not of him. Because he's the God of peace. Again, teach my doctrine. Keep my doctrine. Keep the words that I've said. Keep the things that I've told you. Okay? And he said that he is of the devil. He says, behold, this is not my doctrine to be this way that we just read in the 29th verse. He said, this is not my doctrine to stir up the hearts of men with anger. This is not what he teach. What does Christ teach? Love ye one another as I have loved you. Or against one another. But this is my doctrine, that such things should be done away. This is Christ's doctrine, that these things be done away in him, the envy and strife, the contentions among us, is to be done away. That is the doctrine of Christ. That is the love of Christ. And he tells us in the message that we cannot work in this work of his without love. Why can't we? Because Christ is love. That's grace. Behold, verily, verily, I say unto you, I will declare unto you my doctrine. And this is my doctrine. And it is the doctrine which the Father hath given unto me, and I bear record of the Father, and the Father bear record of me, and the Holy Ghost beareth record of the Father and me. And I bear record that the Father commandeth all men everywhere to what? To repent and believe in me. If you believe me, what? Or if you love me, what are we to do? Keep my commandments. And this, and whosoever believeth in me and is baptized, the same shall be saved. And they are they which shall inherit the kingdom of God. So no matter where we have been in this life, or where we are going, when we come to Christ, we must come in the way that he says. Whether we have been baptized 15 or 20 times, what were we baptized into? And what were we baptized for? We said, well, I'm baptized. Yes, you were baptized because you believed in Christ, and Christ forgave you. But now, you are to be baptized with fire and with the Holy Ghost. And Christ will lead you all the way. Obedience to the Word of God. And where did those that baptized me back when I was 15, 16 years old, who did they, what authority did they have? Whose authority did they have to baptize me? I believed in Christ, and I was baptized because I believed in Christ. Because that's what I knew. And they baptized me, but I learned later that they didn't have the authority to do it, but I still believe in Christ. And God tells me, now, Larry, come into my church and be baptized. I'm going to say, Lord, but why should I be baptized again? I was baptized by Brother so-and-so 15 years ago. But he told me, Larry, call me by name. Be baptized in my church. God did. Not man. So it's the Lord's. He didn't say, Larry, I know you did this and this. He didn't say any of that. He said, Larry, come and do this. Just like he called you. He said, come and follow me. Just like he did from the beginning when he started calling men as Christ walked this earth. He didn't ask them where they'd been or what they were doing. He said, follow me. And men gave up where they were and they followed him and they did as he told them. No one can come to Christ unless they do the same thing. Christ has not change and will never change. I don't care where you've been or where they've been, they must come this way if they expect him to be with Christ when he comes. His doctrine you must follow. Christ's doctrine you must follow. He said, and whosoever believeth in me and is baptized, the same shall be saved, and they are they which shall inherit the kingdom of God. And whoso believeth not in me, but Lord, I believe you, but I don't need to go through that. I don't need to do that. But we say we believe him. I know the Lord, but Lord, I'm not going to do that. But he says, whoso believeth not in me, and is not baptized shall be damned. Then who said that? Christ. Who's he? Christ himself is speaking. Now, is there any way out of this? Can everyone hear me now? I'm sorry. Verily I say unto you, that this is my doctrine, and I bear record of it from the Father. And whosoever believeth in me, believeth in the Father also, and unto him will the Father bear record of me. For he will visit him with fire and with the Holy Ghost. Now, That's a promise from Christ. If you believe in Him, if you follow Him, if you keep His doctrine, that's obeying whatever He tells you to do, that you will do. He said, the Father will visit you with fire and with the Holy Ghost. And what did the Holy Ghost do? It lead us into all truth. And it can't do anything else. Why? Because it is God. And there is but what? There is but one God. Praise the Lord. Jesus, thank you. There is but one God. And again I say unto you, 37, ye must repent and become as a little child and be baptized in my name, or ye can in no wise receive these things. Now, our cry to the world is to take our commandment from God to the world, is to take this message to the people, to take this gospel to the people. Because there is no other way for them to be saved other than through the Word of God, the doctrine of Christ. No other way. And we have a responsibility to get this to the people, no matter who they are or where they are from. They must know that they may have a choice. You know, it's like Terry was saying this morning, you see it fighting going on, and the fighting going on in the Middle East and over the world today. And it's all because of one trying to dominate, not having a form of God, but not of God. They have a different God other than Jesus Christ. And that's why they're fighting, because they're trying to dominate one another. I want to be in power, you want to be in power, you know. You got that fight when Christ has come together in love. But that's been going on since the world began. This fight for domination. You got to be like me. And that's what the Jews started out, was that way. Huh? Why was Paul going around killing the Christians? Because they had to believe in the church, which were not established on the doctrine of Christ, which had the Bible. But they was doing what they wanted to do. And Paul was going around killing the people, the ones that, the Christians as they call them, you know? Until Christ came to him and questioned him, and he realized what he was doing. And he followed Christ. He realized that he was wrong. And he gave his life to Christ. And he fought for Christ just as hard as he did for the church. When he was out killing people, he did the same thing. He kept that fight for Christ as he did when he was working for the church. And we must keep that fight for Christ, regardless of what goes on in this world today. Because we know that Christ has established his church on this earth, and he said it will never again be destroyed. And he has called us to stand up and preach and teach the true gospel of Jesus Christ. That you must still be born again. That you must be baptized in the name of Christ our Lord, that the Holy Ghost, that His Spirit can dwell within you. You know, but sometime in all of this, we look at the things that people is. I know I did. I do from time to time. And I ask God to forgive me and help me to overcome it. But I look at the things that people are doing and say, oh, they're so good. They're nice people. You know? And you feel like, they're going to be all right. Christ said, warn them. Give them this word. Tell them that I have established my church. Tell them that they must come into this way. I ask for your prayers, brothers and sisters, that I will be able to do this as God has commanded me to do and commanded us to do, that we might be obedient and be the people that God has called us to be. And I know that there's a time and there's a place, but Lord, let us not be slack in what you have called us to do. Let us be instant in season and out of season. Let us be on time. Let us not miss the opportunity that's placed before us, Lord, that we may get this gospel to the people of this world. Because truly, the water is boiling, and it is about to peak. It is about to run out of the pot, brothers and sisters, today. Just look at the conditions and the situations of the world. You see how the economy that we have gone through, you see how things seem to be coming back, being a little nicer and a little nicer? Brothers and sisters, it's getting ready to explode. You know, the message said it's going to be good for a while, and then it's going to, all turmoil is going to break loose again. Huh? We are living that time. Let us be ready to give this doctrine to the people. Put the doctrine of Christ before the people. Because he said that they will be looking for a standard, looking for the right way, and they shall find it among us, his church. So let us come together that we might go out. Let us be of one mind and one spirit. That when we go out collectively. Huh? Let us come together in the love of Christ. Let us study the words of God and ask him to guide and lead and lead us by his Spirit, that we can be of one mind, one heart, because there is but one God of our salvation, who is Jesus Christ, our Lord. Verse 39 says, verily, verily, I say unto you, that this is my doctrine, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against them. And whoso shall declare more or less than this, and establish it as my doctrine, the same cometh of evil, and is not built upon my rock, but he buildeth upon a sandy foundation, and the gates of hell standeth open to receive such. When the floods come and the winds beat upon them, therefore go forth unto this people and declare the word which I have spoken unto the ends of the earth. Praise God. That is words to us, to you and me today. As he said in Matthew chapter 28, and I'm closing, verse 18, and this is to us today, brothers and sisters, and especially in the ministry of God. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And he says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, Behold, I am with you always, even until the end of the earth. What do we have to fear? Jesus, I am with you. Thank you, Lord, today. He is with us. Brothers and sisters, let us move forward in the Lord. Let us pray that He bind us together as one in Him, that we can be the people of pure hearts and clean hands, that we can be the example of the world. Jesus has called you, and He has called me, to be an example for the world. There is no greater responsibility given to mankind. Let us walk. Let us talk Christ as we move on this day. Let us show love. Let us be compassionate and loving with our brothers and sisters around us, no matter who they are. And I love each of you. And God bless you and thank you. And may His Spirit direct you this day. And again, may He bring us together in Him. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, today. Dear Father, for the blessing that you have bestowed upon each of us, for the opportunity that you have given to us, Lord. Lord, help us to be up and doing. Lord, let us not miss the opportunity that you lay before us each day. Father, for we know that this is a time of haste, Lord, that this is a time of the restitution and restoration of all things. For you have spoken it, Lord, and it shall be. Lord, bless each heart this day. Bless each family, Lord. Lord, and I ask a special blessing that you would touch my brother Benson, Lord, today, and ease the pain that he may have, Lord. And each of us, Lord, whatever pain we have and sickness we have, Lord, I ask that you would touch it, Lord. And that you would give comfort. And you would give peace. And above all, Lord, forgive us of our sins before you today. Lord, for truly we, in our weak and feeble way, desire to serve you. Help us. Keep the burning desire in our hearts, Lord, that we can continue on. That we can continue on in you. Lord, and we thank you and we give all honor and all praise unto thy holy and worthy name this day. Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank God. Thank Him for each of you. Keep a prayer in your heart. You know? Try not to think about the things or the problems or the situation you have that causing you difficulties. But think on the Lord. You say, Lord, you are all in all. Lord, you said that there's no burden that will come upon us that we cannot overcome in you. And Lord, we believe you today. And we thank you. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. So let us continue on, brothers and sisters, and let us love one another. Let us love one another with the pure love of God. God bless you and God keeps you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen.